Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go to the Devil Radio website. First of all, download our app. Download the Devil Radio app, or go to the Apple and Google store and download it. Carry Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go, listen to your favorite shows. And also, many of you have called in and said you'd like to help support Devil Radio. We really appreciate it. Your favorite shows on Devil Radio. Go to the website. There's a link. Says support Devil Radio. Click on it. Gives you all the ways that you can support Devil Radio. And the other thing is, I've said this before, I'll say it again occasionally. If you are running in a Democratic primary anywhere in the state, anywhere, for the Assembly, State Senate, for Ron Kind's seat, Lieutenant Governor, for Treasurer, you're an incumbent, doesn't matter where you are, the rates on Devil Radio are very reasonable, very, very reasonable. Call in, get a quote. They'll help produce the piece easily. And then what happens is instantaneously your name is discussed among Democrats, among progressives around the state. It's known. You get some name recognition. The worst thing you have going against you if you're a new candidate is no name recognition. So get recognized. So here is the engine for doing it. We're going back to the news in the making. The news in the making. This is an unbelievable thing. You've heard of a guy named Alex Jones? Alex Jones is bad news. Right-wing commentator. You know the guy, Alex Jones? Very extreme. Very bad. Bad news. Yesterday he said, Trump is not that bright. Now, Alex Jones to say, you know, Bonzo the chimpanzee is not that bright is ridiculous. You know, who's Alex Jones? But the fact of the matter is, Trump is not that bright. Why did he say that? He said that because at a rally in Alabama, the Trump right-wing cult crowd, Trump said that they should consider getting the vaccine and that he himself was vaccinated. He was booed. He was booed. Mo Brooks, his chief disciple down there, his lickspittle, Mo Brooks gets up and says, all right, time to get over the 2020 election. Let's win in 2022 and 2024 because he's running for the Senate down there. They boo him. We're not getting over anything. And then he backtracks and he goes, well, no, there was fraud in 2020. Let's concentrate on that. Doesn't do him any good. He's now seen as weak. Trump backtracked too. And he said, well, you have the right not to take it, but consider taking it. This is an indicator to me that something got created more than Trump. Trump was an expression of it. He was a symptom of it. But what is there is deeply ingrained right now in the split in this country, and it's got to be healed. When you have Alex Jones, right-wing nut, right-wing, far-right, dangerous nut, saying Trump is not that right, attacking Trump. Trump is just a symbol. Yeah, Luke, you have some things to say.
Yeah, Matt, Frankenstein is one of my favorite books. Mary Shelley's Frankenstein is one of my books. And the best scenario that I could conjure up here is the Republican Party was Dr. Frankenstein, and they created the monster that is Donald Trump. And then Donald Trump created an additional monster that's even worse that are Donald Trump supporters. And now everybody's lost control of everybody else's monster. And we are going in some crazy uncharted waters. And it is terrifying.
That's very good. You have a literary bent. I think that's terrific. Terrific. No, I know. I like Frankenstein. Mary Shelley, inventor of science fiction, first science fiction book. So yeah, right, he's the Frankenstein, and now there's kind of a Frankenstein strain, a virus. The Frankenstein virus is out there, and there isn't a vaccine right now. You'd think the vaccine would be, take the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, or you'll die. You know what I mean? And then you have guys going, ventilators and horse pills are what we should do. That's bad.
Devil Radio 92.7 is the best vaccine to the Frankenstein virus. That is what it is.
You hear this kind of talk.
Exactly.
There you go. Okay, we go to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Well, I love your comment a second ago. I think you ought to turn that over to Mel Brooks, and he can make the movie Young Frankentrump. and do what he did with the original movie Frankenstein, because one way you can bring those people to their knees is when you use humor and they start laughing at it. I had a friend of mine after the Bucks won the championship. I said, no, they didn't. And he's a Republican. He said, what do you mean? I said, no, the Bucks didn't win it. Arizona's demanding a recount. He laughed, and I knew right away, hey, I'm winning him over. He's laughing at, you know, something crazy like a recount on the Bucks game. But here's what I called about. The Taliban and what's going on in Afghanistan is like front and center. Everybody's got their eyes zeroed in on this. And I'm going to ask you your thoughts. I think there's more than the Taliban behind the overrunning of Afghanistan. And here's why. All our adversaries know one thing. If this just goes horribly wrong in Afghanistan, which I could see it doing, and I'll give that in a minute, they win because they demoralize our country. Now our country is going to go into a civil war. And as you see, I told you, you know, Biden is worthless. What nobody at that brings up, Trump had a peace agreement with these goofballs. He negotiated with Afghanistan to put 5,000 Taliban fighters back in action, shooting back at us. That side doesn't want to address that, but they need to. And if we're not careful, I really believe, and I don't know what you think, that this is orchestrated to have a mass exodus, or I mean a mass suicide or whatever, mass murder on the people left over to show the world. That will demoralize this country. You know that, and the split will be bigger. So what's your thoughts on this whole thing and the way it's being addressed and what Biden's doing? Thanks and have a good day.
Yeah, Bill. No, that is the profound question of the day. We've been hitting that hard on our shows and today only obliquely. I want to hit it straight on right now. Let's talk about how we got there. When we went into Afghanistan back right after 9/11, because they were harboring Osama bin Laden, the Taliban tried to surrender to George W. Bush. And they said, we surrender. All we want is amnesty. You don't kill us. And he said, no. And then what happened is we're there over 20 years, changing the mission to nation building in some respects. And the Afghan government gets in. And at one point we have what, 100,000 troops, then down to 15,000. When Trump came in, obviously we have to leave at some point. But when Trump came in, he set up a circumstance that made it virtually impossible, although I'm going to address what Biden has done in a minute. He reduced our troops to 2,500, which is barely enough to protect themselves. And the Taliban had a resurgence around the country. Then he recognized them as an adversary to, quote, negotiate with. And then he excluded the Afghan government and the Afghan military. So we were negotiating with terrorists who were killing the Afghan military. And he wanted it at Camp David. Camp David is where they had the Israeli peace accords discussions. I mean, it's a major, that's a major symbolic statement when you have people at Camp David. Fortunately, even his worthless cabinet pressed him not to do it, but he had it in Vienna. Vienna is one of the capitals of Europe, kind of like Paris or Geneva, that has kind of a transcendental history. And when you sit down with people and, quote, negotiate them, you elevate them in stature. We negotiated with the Viet Cong in Paris, and there have been Geneva negotiations now, and the Taliban's there, and not the Afghan government. Then he says to the Afghan government, release 5,000 prisoners. These are prisoners who are Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS. And they said, no, please don't make us do it. We did it. They forced them to do it. And then they went back to end up killing our soldiers. And this is, by the way, this is Donald Trump, okay? Donald Trump doing this. Then he said, we're getting out by May 1. It doesn't matter if it's orderly or not. So Biden comes in. Biden is elected to clean up Trump's mess. And he does it well in Europe as far as restoring NATO. He does it well in the Pacific. And in Afghanistan, he says, no, not May 1, August 1. And then he went about it and yes, the condition was created by Trump, but the way it's being done is wrong. Here's the deal. The Taliban are essentially Nazis. They're rejected even by the Afghan people. They're afraid of them. Now, why do we call Nazis Nazis? Because it's Europe. Germany produced Mozart, Bach, and Beethoven. They produce Kant, Hegel, and Nietzsche. They produce Gauss and Riemann in mathematics. They produce the flower among the flowers of the European intelligentsia. It was so unthinkable that people like that could become sadists and torturers. We call them Nazis. Okay. What happens with somebody in a third world country that's produced nothing? They never produced Bach, Mozart, Beethoven, Hegel, Kant, Nietzsche, Gauss, Riemann, or anybody else. And suddenly it's, okay, they're not Nazis. You know, they're mistaken what? Diversity cases that we should bring in or something? Look, they're Nazis. They should have been exterminated back when we could have. Now, the problem with exterminating them now is they're blending in with the Afghan population. We could bomb the government building. A lot of them are there. We get a lot of them. We could go around and start supporting warlords against them. We'd be redoing what we did 20 years ago. We'd be in another 20 years. Now they're threatening us, saying if you're there beyond August 31, we're going to start killing people. We're going to have no choice but to get military with them. China and Russia love it. China is now threatening Taiwan, thinking we have no resolve. There's great lithium deposits, rare earth metal deposits, worth more than $3 trillion. China wants them. They're going to move in. Russia would like them too. So what do we do? Biden made a mistake giving a date. He shouldn't have said August 31. We're going to do it gradually, and we're going to keep killing them, and we're going to keep sustaining. There are no more talks with these people. They lied while they talked. They continue to murder while they talked. Out they go. Nobody's going to Vienna, and nobody's coming to Camp David. But what can we do now? We can start restoring some of that. We're going to have to start killing. In Africa, they're sweeping down, not Taliban. There it is Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, and ISIS. We're not droning them the way we should be. You must understand that this kind of terror being spread is Nazi terror. The Taliban are killing Yazidis and Christians and others. We have got to stop them. Thanks very much for calling in, Bill. Coming to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.